It's Sunday. And time now for the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And to take us to the start of the show, Sandy Patty. Sandy Patty, It Is Well With My Soul. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM with Frank and Terry Crabtree in Liberty, Kentucky. And it's a part of Wesley Communications. Terry, are you ready?
I'm ready.
To get this show on the road?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm real excited for for this show.
Oh, me too.
And wasn't that a beautiful song?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Helen Sanders over in Memphis, Tennessee, said that she loved that song.
I know.
Yeah.
Here's Legacy 5.
And I Found Grace.
Be found. I sought for meaning in the words of great men. All the words just let me down. Not seeking justice for the things that I'd done. My soul needed mercy and I found it in God's Son.
It's a useless dream you're chasing. You'll find no peace until you seek His face.
Amen.
The answer's right before you.
That's Legacy 5, I Found Grace. And here are the Neelands.
I heard it first on the radio.
The saints and angel songs and
Jesus came and rescued me, and I heard it first on the radio. Alas, and did my Savior plead that captive spirits could be free, and I heard it first on the radio. My soul has found a resting place until I meet him face to face, and I heard.
Especially before the advent of the internet.
That's right.
Who got their first word of God in either sermons or gospel music on the radio.
And you know, maybe somebody out there is listening to our show tonight.
Hopefully, yes.
And maybe they're hearing the gospel for the first time
on
the radio.
For the first time, possibly.
You just never know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, God works that way, you know.
He does. One of the reasons that I think I haven't gone totally with a Christian format with our station that plays 70s, 80s, and 90s light rock, is that opens the door through secular music to for them to get to know you as an individual. And you don't hide your Christianity when you do a secular show. We don't.
No.
You and I don't.
No, we don't.
We never have.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, maybe one day they'll come over here and listen to the gospel show.
Yeah.
That's my prayer anyways.
Can I do some shout outs?
Absolutely, you can.
I'm so excited. Yes. We have Helen Sanders over in Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Helen.
God bless you, Helen. Thank
we
you so
love
much
you.
For tuning in. Yes.
And Kathy Parker over in Brighton, Tennessee.
And
meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow.
Yep,
and, of
yep.
course, Willie and Waylon. Those
means,
are her.
God little, bless you to Willie and Waylon.
Yeah,
and
little
God
kitty,
bless you to Kathy.
Little kitty Moses.
Yes.
And... we also have, over in Somerset, Kentucky, we have Judy Merritt. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
So
thank
glad
you for
to have
tuning.
You.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And over in Clinton, Mississippi, we have the beautiful Stephanie Preston.
Hey, Stephanie. God bless you.
So glad you made it.
Yeah, she didn't know whether she would be able to make it or not, and I'm glad she's here, but... had she not been able to make it, hopefully the show will record okay,
yeah.
And I would have sent her the show, of course, because she asked me about that.
Right.
This next lady we're about to play is absolutely delightful. Now, this was classified under bluegrass gospel, and it topped the chart for I don't know how many weeks, and she is the widow of Ben Spear, the Spear family.
Mm-hmm.
It's Rebecca Spear.
Somebody loves me.
Save Jesus and I know he's mine.
Then at last when our work is done, he will call us home to a mansion he has prepared, never more to roam. We'll sit down by the riverside, cares all passed away, and with never a pain to bear, what a happy day.
Somebody loves me, answers my prayers. I love somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus and I know he's mine. Somebody, I know he cares. Somebody tells me not to repine. That somebody is Jesus and I know he's mine.
Rebecca Spear and Somebody Loves Me. Here's the Tallies.
High, lifted up, and hallelujah chorus.
Lifted
That's all you can say after that song.
That was really...
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say, wow.
That was really good.
You can't say a whole lot about that except wow.
I know, that was wonderful.
And wow again, the talent. Oh my goodness, that was absolutely wonderful. Here's Ivan Parker and Jake Hess. And what a great song this is.
Sunday meeting time.
Amen.
Back home where I was born was a happy time. Every Sunday morn I remember well the songs we used to sing, how we'd make the rafters ring. It was there I learned to pray when I was just a kid. Now I'm far away, and I'm so glad I did. Someday I'm going back to hear those church bells chime at Sunday morning meeting time.
Journey of my life were a country road. The important landmarks along that road would be places of worship. The little white church with the pot-bellied stove in the middle of the pews where I first heard of a land called Beulah. The village church where as a kid I listened to the old saints testify to the faithfulness of God through the years. And the church where I had my first date and the youth group would gather around the campfire after Sunday night services to sing Kumbaya. Along the journey is a church where I promised my sweetheart I'd be faithful till death do us part. And the place where we brought our first baby to be dedicated to God. Along the road I said goodbye to my precious father and later my mother. And because of those who came to share our grief, I know I would not walk on alone. So when the church bell rings this Sunday morning, I'll hear a whole chorus of bells in my heart. And I'll go to the house of the Lord thankful to be in that meeting. Sunday meeting time.
It was there I learned to pray when I was just a kid. Now I'm far away. I'm so glad I did. Someday I'm going by to hear those church bells chime at Sunday morning meeting time.
Oh, wow, that was so nice. Those old days of Sunday morning meeting time, they would have songs like this playing at those services. My grandmother, my aunts, used to love this song. They would sing it sometimes just going to those services or after the services or just
any time during the day. Oh, those are some sweet memories right there.
Here are the Wisnets.
The Glory Land Way.
I'm in the glory land way. I'm rejoicing in his love. I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the glory land way.
I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer for. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is near and the way groweth clearer for. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way.
Come on, children, let's sing about the goodness of the Lord. Come on, children, let's shout all about God's rich reward. Guides our footsteps every day, keeps us in the narrow way. Come on, children, let's sing about the goodness of the Lord. Children, let's shout all about God's rich reward. Guides our footsteps every day, keeps us in the narrow way. Come on, children, let's sing. Come on, children, let's shout. For the mighty has brought us out. None is like him without a doubt. Come on, children, let's sing about the goodness of the Lord. He has been.
Here are the Happy Goodmans.
I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
somehow. Though the devil tempt me and try to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for a journey now.
Ain't nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold could never buy a mighty touch from above. When my soul needs healing and I begin to feeling his power, I can say thank the Lord I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I'm gonna make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and try to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, little but humble down, and there I could say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and he tries to turn me around, nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil take me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, the world he came in, but still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Yeah, but still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey.
Out to Kathy Parker,
right,
and Willie and Waylon
over in Brighton, Tennessee.
Absolutely.
They love the Happy Goodmans.
Oh, they do.
I love that song.
I know
that's
you.
Really,
I,
great.
I could see you over here with your headphones on, kind of singing right along with it, too. Stephanie Preston loves this song. Here are the Cathedrals.
It's almost over.
The winds of war keep raging through the land, far and near. The cry of hungry children, the pain, the falling tears. Nations gather round the table for peace they've tried for years. Yet war still rages higher, sweeping through the
soon.
come out.
The cathedral.
Oh, man.
Almost.
Beautiful.
Here's Ernie Hawkins' signature sound, getting some help from the rest of the game. Signature sound, getting some help from the Gaither Vocal Band and Holy Highway. Now,
I bet you I know who this next one's going out to.
I bet you do too.
Oh, yeah.
You have ESPN, don't you?
I do. I subscribe to it.
Yeah. So, yes, we are sending this out to
Brother Herschel Whitaker.
Brother Herschel Whitaker.
Who's got the bestest smile in the whole United States of Kentucky.
He does have the bestest smile.
He
yes.
really does.
It's the Chuck Wagon Gang.
There is sunshine in my soul.
There is sunshine in my soul today. More glory.
Jesus shows his smiling face. There is sunshine in my soul. There is music in my soul today.
Our oldest listeners, but young at heart. That's Brother Herschel Whitaker, 91 years young, a combat veteran of the Korean War, and we will thank him for his service every time I
Absolutely.
Open up this
and
microphone.
Let's go ahead and give a shout out to Diana and Bobby Lyons,
Oh,
too.
Are they listening?
Well, they will after you send them the show, if
they're
Duh. Not.
Wake up, Frank. Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, so we have to
See,
say
that's why God
them.
Keeps you around me, to keep me
Maybe,
straight.
Maybe, I guess yeah. so, yeah.
Well, we're about to debut, and I feel like we're going to be one of the first stations in this area to debut one of the youngest artists, gospel artists, that we've ever played on this show. Now, not only is she a gospel artist, but she's a walking, talking, and singing miracle.
Yes, she is.
Who brings sunshine into the soul of everyone who has the opportunity to see her. On Facebook, on YouTube, perform live. She is a dynamo.
She is.
And such a great story, such an inspiration.
She has millions of followers, too.
Exactly.
Already. And she's, what, 8 years old?
Yes.
8 years
and
old.
And she is so precious. Sometimes when Frank Crabtree, the old guy here, is feeling bad, he will go look at his little inspiration. Her name is Grace Anna.
Yes.
And speaking of sunshine, Christopher's had a program many, many years ago, many, many years before some of y'all were born, and they would always end the show with, if everyone lit just one little candle, what a bright world this would be. Grace Anna lights her candle, and from her corner of the world, and I'm proud to say that this is Grace Anna featuring Tyler Stevens and...
This little light of mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light. Thank you. wishes to grow great, Santa, and always let your light shine.
A double shot of preciousness on
totally.
That. Oh, my goodness.
I had to get my candle out and wave my candle.
I want to tell you, if you know how they get at the concerts, you have a little light out there and everybody, I can see her singing this song.
I can too.
I'm going to visualize that for her, singing that at a large, large concert, and then everybody taking out a little light and letting their light shine.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, yeah. And if you don't know the story of Grace Anna, you need to investigate because you will be blessed. There's a book that her mother has written that is absolutely a phenomenal book. I'll get all that information for you sometime and post it on my page. But this little girl is a blessing to everyone. She totally upstaged Huckabee on his own show. She did. Yeah, she's, and by the way, folks, she's from Casey County, so we're
neighbors.
If she wasn't from Casey County, I would still, so blessed to have known her and known her story. But seeing that she's from Casey County, it just makes it that much more special. You know,
her whole family is so precious.
Oh my gosh,
I love them.
Oh my goodness,
they're just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Her and her grandmama.
Yes, Kathy, I love her.
Yes,
and she cooks so well.
Ooh. Does she ever?
And she brought you when you had COVID. She brought you that strawberry.
I was going to tell
dessert.
You. Dessert. Yes, she brought
all the way
from where she lived.
Yeah, I think Harrodsburg.
Harrodsburg,
or
I believe.
And she
met
me over at the parking lot
in Liberty.
In Liberty.
And brought it out, you brought it out to the house, and my appetite had just started to return at that time.
Yeah.
But that gesture.
How thoughtful.
That's the mark of a good Christian
That's a God thing right there.
Yeah, that's walking the walk.
It is.
Instead
it
of just talking the talk,
Absolutely.
But our girl, Grace Anna, that's what she always says.
Your girl, Grace Anna.
Oh, yeah, this is your girl, Grace Anna. she lights me up every time I watch her. I watch her perform, on FaceTime, on Facebook, and her talk or whatever she does. She's just an absolute delight. And it lets me know I'm kind of looking forward to going to heaven because I've seen what angels look like up there.
Oh, yes.
Because I saw that in Grace Anna.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's Evie.
And shine.
The world is longing to see the light, crying, waiting in the night to see the morning star shine, shine. You are the children of light. You have to shine through the night, through the night. You gotta rise and shine. The world is longing to see the light, crying, waiting in the night to see the morning star shine, shine, shine.
That's Evie, or Evie Turnquist, as I knew her back in the 70s when she was singing with the Billy Graham Crusaders.
Yeah, and that's another young person that God has used. I mean,
Of
course, she was only a young teenager when she sang that.
And just an old teenager now, like you. Kind of like you.
29 and holding.
29 and holding.
That's true.
Yeah.
But she and her husband have a wonderful ministry.
Yes.
They live in Sweden, I believe. They moved to Florida. They were from Sweden. They moved to Florida. But anyway, she's wonderful. But, you know, God can use everyone.
Everyone.
You know, you, and sometimes, you know, if you might feel down, depressed, like you don't know what to do. You feel hopeless. And you know, God's got a purpose for you. And he's given you a gift, you know, maybe more than one gift, but he wants you to use that gift or gifts for his glory. That's to inspire other people. And so that's just two examples that we just had there.
Mm-hmm.
Grace Anna and Evie.
And Evie.
And so
a couple of stars.
Yes, exactly right. And so now let your light shine, everybody. You know, God wants you to do that, and he wants to use you. Just open up and be an empty vessel, and he will use you.
Absolutely. And just, you know, just there's ways what one can do it. A random act of kindness. Seeing somebody smiling at somebody.
Oh, yeah, a smile. What a gift a smile is.
How are you today? God bless you.
Yes.
You know,
how many people that maybe that's the only love they received that day was maybe your smile.
Exactly.
You know, I was at the store the other day, and I just had this overwhelming urge just to hug everybody. I just wanted to go up and just hug them. just because, you know, we're in a hug deficit right now.
We are
in
a hug. And you probably would have, a lot of the, you know, the guys would have probably loved it.
No.
Would have probably said, oh my goodness, you know, you're hugging me and there's COVID everywhere.
Well,
you know.
I wasn't thinking of it in a romantic way. I was thinking of it in just a human way.
Oh, I know that.
And, you know, it's, you know, God gives that to us.
He does.
You know, he gives his love to us, and we are to give it to others.
Some of us have more talents than others, but we're not to bury the one talent that we have.
Oh, you know what? Talents come in all different forms.
Absolutely.
I mean, you might have a talent in meeting people or being friendly or, you know, like a hospitality type thing. You know, my mother was like a hospitality.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. She was something else, you know.
She'd light up her room when she'd come into it.
Oh, she would. She would. She sure would.
Yeah. Here's Kenny Henson.
Still bless him, though others reject him somehow. Soon every tongue will confess he's the and every knee shall bow. For he is holy, holy, holy above all heaven and earth. More than a treasure, for nothing can measure the magnitude of
to heaven when he was 41 years old.
I know.
But what
know.
A great legacy. I say that every time I play a song by him.
Stephanie Preston loves this song.
Oh.
Over in Clinton, Mississippi.
Clinton, Mississippi.
I almost said
yeah.
Alabama. Shame on me.
She's moving you to another state.
I'm going to move you to another state, Stephanie.
Oh, we're going to
You never
go.
Know what I'm going to say, so,
no,
you know,
boy,
whatever.
Boy, howdy on that, yeah. I do a little prayer every time I open up your microphone, right?
You need to.
Oh, tell me about it, you know. And so far, God's taking care of my needs. And you've not embarrassed me. Too bad. So.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that, Stephanie. We appreciate you. And glad y'all are enjoying the music and the worship with us tonight.
We're going way back in the gospel archives again for this one. It's the Statler Brothers.
And Are You Washed in the Blood?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed
in the blood,
in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb?
Are
your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood?
Are you washed in the blood? That one from yesterday, this one from today in gospel music. It's Jason Crabb.
Just as I am.
I've been trying to figure out what it means to be human. Flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lows? Somehow you see through my heart and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am. In the good, in the bad, you still understand. Just as I am, with the heart of the Father, and grace like no other, you never stop loving me, just as I am. You've been patient with my wondering, always knowing what I need. With a gentle hand, you show me where to go. No, there hasn't been a moment you were calling out to me. I heard your voice and now I'm coming home. Just as I am, in the good and the bad, you still understand that you never stop loving me. Just as I am, with the heart of the Father and grace like no other. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me. I just want to say thank you.
Understand, oh.
That's wonderful.
Jason Crabb. Love him. He's great. Absolutely love his family and him and his music. And what a great song. What a great, it just, great message. It says,
yes,
just as I am.
That's right.
It doesn't mean, well, God, I'm going to come to you as soon as I clean myself up and turn my life around.
Father's already seen you do that.
Absolutely. Just go to him. He'll take care of all that. You'll feel refreshed. And you just ask the Lord to come into your heart, that you believe Jesus Christ, his son, died on the cross for your sins.
That's right.
And you want to make him a part of your life now. Mm-hmm. And you just invite him in.
And you become spotless.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Here's Gold City.
It's still the cross.
Conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message and whether we believe. Still the cross,
it's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still the
down theology and preach a word to suit our needs. We can justify sweet subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. We can alter our convictions to adapt to social whims, but we cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within. It's still the cross.
It's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still the name.
City, beautiful song. It's
That's right.
Still the cross.
Right. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Absolutely.
That's right. He never changes.
Never.
You know, we may change, but he doesn't.
Exactly. Here's the Mike LaFever Quartet.
You're never too far away.
started out. You'd like to come back home, but you're having your doubts, 'cause you're not sure he even heard you all those times you tried to pray. Now you're wondering if he'll take you in or turn you away. You're never too far away that he can't hear you when you pray. He knows all your fears, sees all your tears, feels all your pain. Just turn around and you will find he's standing beside you with his arms open wide. He knows where you are, never too far away. You've wandered off before, but you've never gone this far. There have been times you've just ignored that voice inside your heart. Let me tell you a secret about the Father's love. His grace is more than sufficient for anything you've ever done. You're never too far. All your tears, feels all your pain. Just turn around and you will find he's standing beside you with his arms open wide. He knows where you are, never too far. Just turn around and you will find he's standing beside you with his arms open wide. He knows where you are, you're never too far away. He knows where you are, you're never too far.
This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And as we go to the Lord in prayer tonight, please remember Jeff Easter of Jeff and Sherry Easter. He lost his father this week, and his father has moved on to heaven, but he was raised by a godly man. And even though we know where they are, and we know they're in much better shape, the earthly part, the carnal part of us, misses them terribly because we can't have vocal conversation with them anymore. So y'all know how bad Jeff would be hurting right now. So please pray for him and Sherry and the family. Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, our hearts are heavy. Our hearts are hurting for those suffering loss of property and loss of life, that were in the path of destruction from the tornadoes that crossed several southern states, including our own state of Kentucky. Lord, we ask you to provide physical, emotional, and financial healing to those families that have been devastated with loss of property and loss of life. Father, we pray for restoration and healing of one of Kentucky's own cities, and that's Mayfield, Kentucky. The devastation there, Lord, is horrible, as you know. We pray for peace and we pray for comfort to return to those suffering physical loss and death and much emotional trauma. Father, I ask you to please, please bless all who listen tonight. Bless those who will listen later, Lord, in a recorded broadcast. And Father, we ask for strength and for healing for so many on my prayer list with so many different afflictions, from cancer to heart problems to emotional problems, just many problems, Lord. Please touch them in the only way, special way that you can, Lord. Give them peace. Give them comfort. Let them feel your presence, Father. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Yes.
When you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize that life's not always fair, you can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. Praise his name when you have a broken heart. Raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. Your hands and say, greater is he that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise his
And that is Jeff and Sherry Easter in Praise His Name. And I want to thank Christine Black for letting me know that Jeff's father had passed away this week. And I don't know exactly when it was, but Christine let me know. I want to give Christine Black a shout out because all the time she doesn't get an opportunity to listen to a live program. Mm-hmm. So I try to send her a recorded version, and she's recovering from having some stents put in her heart. And keep her in your prayers. Keep Brother Claude Davis in your prayers, who recovering from that broken neck. You know, but you ought to see the other 12 guys. Yeah, that's what it took. 12 other guys. That's right, because he's a Marine. And anyways, he's doing well, but it's hard on you emotionally,
yes,
and physically, you know, from having pain constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I can attest to that. And we never get used to it, but we learn to adjust to it, and we build up a high pain tolerance. But he's been very, very active, and I would say that's going to be the hardest part for Brother Claude Davis. I didn't get a chance to feature one of his songs tonight. But
it kind of reminds me what you said
next week. What's
what
that?
You said reminds me of Secondhand Lions. You know, one guy.
Oh, my favorite all-time movies. Yeah, yeah, that would be Claude.
Yeah.
Claude, if you haven't seen, if Brother Claude, if you haven't seen Secondhand Lions,
oh, it's great,
brother. You need to tune in, because that was quite a compliment that Terry just paid you. You reminded her of one of
Robert Duvall. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
And with that, we're going to say good night and a big God bless you to everybody. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. And it's been an emotionally trying past several days. Terry and I have much to be thankful for, up all night with severe thunderstorm warnings. And then we had a tornado warning. And me being the old ancient broadcaster that I am, when that happens, I want to come down come on the air in the studio. But we got the tornado warning, I think it was like
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 4 in the morning. And I thought, well, nobody's going to be up. And I didn't come down, and I thought, what if we lose power? You know, then that's always a concern of mine. Someday I'll have backup power, and I can go on 24 hours with no power except our backup generator. But that's not the case right now. So I want to thank you guys. I think God has blessed of us, a lot of us that made it through. And I feel so bad for the people that have been hit hard by this storm. And we'll try to figure out some ways to help them and through this, especially during the holiday season. It's bad anytime devastation like that. But when you're just a couple weeks before Christmas, you know?
Oh, I know. In fact, my friend Brenda that I graduated with, she said that her brother-in-law's family lives in Mayfield, Kentucky, and their home is okay, but his business completely devastated.
Oh, my goodness.
Completely devastated. And he has to go in Monday for a heart surgery.
Oh, my
goodness. Open heart surgery. So they're under an evacuation, a mandatory
evacuation.
What she said,
yeah.
Evacuation.
Yeah,
and so he's I think their family had to go to Atlanta that he could get this surgery because of the devastation and everything.
My.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, that was you just never know. And everyone has a story. I mean, every person there has a story.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Goodness! Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit really was moving in this broadcast, and I thank you and thank you so much for worshiping with us tonight. We really
absolutely. God bless each and every one of you. Hope you have a wonderful week. Remember to, and I know my listeners do, but the reason for the season was we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. So we're going to go out tonight with a Christmas carol.
Yeah, and ta-ta for now.
Good night, everybody. God bless you.
sleep.